Topic 5.21, to describe how evolution, a change in the allele frequency, can come about through gene mutation and natural selection. Evolution is best defined as being a change in the allele frequency. So that is the proportion of alleles making up a particular population. Okay. All that's needed for evolution to occur is variation, inheritance, selection, and time. We do need time for this to happen. There are a number of different mechanisms of evolution: gene mutation, natural selection, and genetic drift. We only really need to look at the first two, mutation and natural selection. You need to recall that the population that we're looking at would be organisms of a particular species living in a particular area. The gene pool is the complete range of alleles present in a population, and the allele frequency is the percentage occurrence or ratio of an allele. You don't need to know Hardy-Weinberg, but the Hardy-Weinberg principle is that the allele frequencies in a population will not change from generation to the next under the following conditions: large population, no immigration or emigration, zero mutation rate, natural selection is not acting, and random mating is occurring. This is, of course, a highly idealized and not at all realistic situation. Allele frequency will change from generation to generation, since there's going to be immigration and emigration, and mating is not random. There is such a thing as sex selection, and that's something we don't do in this unit. But it's worth considering that a lot of these things are ideals. The Hardy-Weinberg equation states that the allele frequency, and you've got two alternative alleles, P plus Q equals 1. Okay, so you've got an allele for brown eyes, an allele for blue eyes, you add them together, then you have a frequency of 1. Okay. The genotype frequency is just a quadratic multiplication out of that. So P squared plus 2PQ plus Q squared equals 1. Okay. New alleles are generated by mutations. Mutations can be lethal, in which case the zygote or early embryo is spontaneously aborted, or they can be non-lethal, in which case they could be disadvantageous, they could be neutral, they could be advantageous. If they are disadvantageous, then they will decrease in frequency in the population. If they are advantageous, then they will increase in frequency in the population, as natural selection will actively select for those advantageous alleles. And if they're neutral, then they're probably not going to change much in frequency. Okay. So the mutations themselves are then acted on by natural selection. Evolution can occur in a number of different ways. We can have stabilizing selection, where the extremes around the normal distribution of the phenotype are selected against, and the ones, the normals, the means, are selected for. We can have directional selection, where the mean shifts in one direction or another. A good example of that would be evolution of giraffes, the terms of their length of their necks, evolution of humans, the general increase in height. Disruptive selection is the splitting of one population effectively into two, with two different means. So that could result in speciation at some point in the future. Okay. You don't need to know anything about genetic drift, as I've already said. So that's the summary there of evolution. Okay. Just a reminder that microevolution, if you take enough small steps, then you end up with a macroevolutionary change. Some people have an issue with accepting macroevolution, the actual speciation and the generation of new families or genera, but you have to accept that microevolution over a sufficiently long time can result in macroevolutionary changes.